Why don't we receive or accept the counsel of the Lord more often? Isn't that just a perplexing question? Well, it is to me anyway. Often in my life, God has extended me His counsel and exhortation, and I was indifferent in my heart, cold and distant to the love of God. And I'm supposed to be this long-standing believer of the gospel of Christ, yet I can sometimes feel the dark edges of unbelief crowding out faith and common sense. It isn't that the Lord doesn't give us His wisdom, but I think we wash back and forth in the flow and tides, in the time and seasons between interest and disinterest. His hands of wisdom and supply are consistently open to us, but why we don't take from His hands more often, accepting what He gives to us, I honestly don't know. Unless it is, again, unbelief which works in us somehow. I don't know what is going on in my heart sometimes, and I do understand the eternal importance of heeding the Lord. But why, oh why, do I sometimes become seemingly indifferent? If you were honest with yourself, does that ever happen to you? Can you relate? In the world we live in, living and dying is just part of life. Everything which draws breath finds its end. Even the things which aren't born, like inanimate objects, they eventually decline and are reduced to rubble, ceasing to be as they were, given enough time. We celebrate the birth of one and mourn and grieve at the death of another. No one can outwit death. Yet, living in our hearts is Jesus Christ, who faced down death, hell, and the grave. He didn't just outwit death, as if He might fail at some great game of chance. No, He championed over death from before the beginning and put His foot on the neck of death at the end. Jesus literally used death to defeat death. If living in our hearts is someone so great as Jesus Christ, what is our problem with receiving and practicing His instruction? What, lack of clarity? Is it really God who is not clear, or is it us in our being indifferent? Is it our own unbelief that we simply can't hardly believe God could be so good to us? Or is it that we claim God doesn't make sense? So, without in-depth investigation, we just go on our merry way in our own little world, flipping our hand up, saying over our shoulder, "Whatever." Is it sheer rebellion, and we don't really care sometimes? Maybe we've spent so much time chasing answers that make no difference and can't be found that we are exhausted somewhere deep in our souls, using that as a reason to not hear God's counsel and exhortation. Tom Skinner wrote,
"I spent a long time trying to come to grips with my doubts, when suddenly I realized I had better come to grips with what I believe. I have since moved from the agony of questions I cannot answer to the reality of answers that I cannot escape."
I thought that was really good. There are portions of Scripture which are a mystery and have an extremely high probability of remaining that way until we get home to Jesus. So, honestly, it is a waste of time struggling over questions that can't be answered. Tom Skinner's statement is rock solid counsel and is an exhortation to deal with what we do know, no longer allowing ourselves to evade the issues which constrain us. Psalm 16, verse 7. "I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me." I thank God for his counsel. Yep, I'm saying this again. Nobody is smart enough to run their own life. I find that statement to always be before me lately, and it doesn't mean I need some man or woman to tell me what to do. It means I need God's wisdom, counsel, and exhortation in order to do life. That phrase is the counsel of the Lord. It's an exhortation to seek him out and ask his opinion about everything above anyone else's counsel. Jesus said to come to him as little children. He didn't say come to him and to be childish, but come as little children, meaning wide-eyed with wonder, willing to sit with him and listen to what he has to say. Again, I'm not smart enough and do not have what it takes to run my own life. So after having failed time and time again because I ignored God, finally, only in the last few years do I feel like I'm listening to God's counsel more than ever before. And you know, things have started going really well. Storms have come and gone, but inside me, oh, things are well with my soul.